Good evening. Thank you. We are coming up on the happiest day in the Jewish calendar. Which is the happiest day in the Jewish calendar? Close. By which I mean not that close. Tu B'Av. Is that the happiest day in the Jewish calendar? If I, out of the blue, would have said, what's the happiest day in the Jewish calendar? You would have said Tu B'Av?
Simchas Torah.
Simchas Torah, you would have said? Yom Kippur. Interesting. So you never know in life what sticks with you. And I remember when I was here last year, again, I was in the observer status at the time. I don't want to get political. I was in the observer status. And Larry Grossman came up to me. It was about a week from today, last year. And he said, today's the happiest day in the Jewish calendar. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought that was a nice welcome, though.
I thought that was the day that you got the job.
No, that was the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. So he said to me, well, it says, Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha, and it never says stop, until Mishenichnas Av Mamatim Besimcha. So presumably, you have to keep getting happy and happy and happy and happier until you get to Av, and then you get sadder and sadder and sadder until you get round to Adar the next year. So really, Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, next Tuesday, should be the happiest day in the Jewish calendar, which I assume is said somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but it is an interesting thought. And it does bring to the fore why on earth we wait until Av, Rosh Chodesh Av, to say Mamatim B'Simcha. Last week we fasted because the walls of Yerushalayim were besieged. You don't think we should start lessening Simcha at that point? What is this delay of 2 weeks until we start thinking, you know what, maybe we should start being sad now? And what strikes me is we'll go through these halachot. There is a theme, I think, that we're not quite talking about Simcha as in joy and happiness. And we actually said this in the context of Purim, which feels like a lifetime ago. The when we say Mishnachnas Adam Marbim B'Simcha, you should increase joy. What was one of the ways you increase joy? Go to court. If you've got a court case, go to court. And at the time I said, I'm not sure that's how I would celebrate. If I was trying to figure out how to make joy in life, let's go and do all our litigation now. Because even if you win or even you're confident, it's still a pain. There's still doubt. You still have to present a case. It's not really joy. And what we suggested at the time, that Adar was a time of confidence in providence. That's really what Simcha was. It was more of a symptom than an end. It was a means that exhibits that you have confidence in life. And what we'll see about Mishenichnas Av Matim B'Simcha is actually not just, a sadness, but it's a deterioration of our confidence that everything's going to be okay. And actually, that makes sense now if there's this deferral, because when tragedy hits, I think as we all may have experienced a few months ago when this crisis first hit, it took a while for it really to hit that this was serious, that this wasn't going to go away in a second, that things weren't okay. I remember when this first COVID came about, the first few days, everyone was posting about how Israel's going to have a vaccine in 3 days, everybody relax. And really, it was a chance to say, look, the rest of the world, you try and boycott this now. And of course, we're now months out. That was, I don't know, a story somebody made up. And of course, Israel's in a lot of trouble at the moment. We have them in our prayers with the rest of this country. So actually, it makes sense. And even though the walls were besieged 2 weeks ago, people were saying, let them siege, we'll be fine. 2 weeks in, it starts to deteriorate. And we start to think, you know what, maybe things are not going to be okay. So actually, it's okay that it takes time to hit. And even if we don't yet feel, even though we fasted, I don't even know when it was, was it last week? 2 weeks ago? Last week already? I've eaten enough to catch up. So we fasted last week. Maybe we don't feel like Yerushalayim's besieged. Maybe we don't feel like providence is cracking. Maybe we don't feel that yet. And that's okay, because it takes time to hit and us to feel that. And next week, come Wednesday in Rosh Chodesh, that's when we really start to notch up and ratchet up that sense of diminished confidence that things are going to be okay. And we've got time to kind of drill ourselves into that place, which is why we'll go through some of these halachot to hopefully bring us there.